Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to Marcus and Sandy on demand.
More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today, Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 6:05 Tuesday morning. What's happening? Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. So how was yesterday? And inform listeners what actually went down.
I got an endoscopy. I think that's how you pronounce it. That's where they take a camera and they sedate you and then they jam it up your nose and usually all the way down to your stomach, I think. I don't know. They're checking my airways to see if they can help my snoring.
Yes.
But it's a procedure.
So Marcus was not allowed to eat during our show and he was having some moments of lightheadedness.
I was. I kept trying to remember because I'm the guy that'll wander off and go get a bowl of cereal. So I had to remind myself. I had to have little notes. Do not eat. And two of the toughest things were, A, getting an Uber out there from where I live. Because getting an Uber off the coast side is like gambling. Mm. It literally is like roulette. I checked in on Uber and you can't pre-schedule an Uber because they're just like, sorry, no cars available. Try to get it on the fly. So I'm sitting there and it's like, no cars available, no cars available. And then I finally refreshed and they're like, there's a car 15 minutes away. No, there's a car 5 minutes away. So I went from no car to having to jam to get ready within 5 minutes. Mm. And then I get to the place, and they're running a little bit behind, you know, hospital time, whatever. And then they wheel me in, and they're like, hey, so the doctor's 2 hours delayed.
Oh, no!
He had some complications with the surgery earlier today, so why don't you settle in and get comfortable? Can we get you anything?
Yeah, a full meal.
And you would think it.
Were you starving at that point?
At that point, I was so zen with having not eaten for, I don't know, 16 hours. That I was starting to feel like...
Whatever, I got this.
Can I smell better? can I see better? You know how they always talk about that
Where
when you're fasting.
Where did you at least get a private room?
So I get a bed and I get a spot in the bay, you know, in the bed bay, and you get a curtain.
Oh, the curtain, the worst.
Yeah, and then
so
she's
awkward.
Like... I go, so what's my ETA here? So he's like, well, the doctor's, and she's checking the chart. He's delayed by an hour and 45 minutes. So just back time from there. And, you know, I looked at her and I go, you know what? I got a little kid at home and this is a nice break for me. I got my Kindle. I got my phone. Everything's charged up. It's too bad I can't have any snacks, but it was a nice couple hour respite to like catch up on everything. I was ordering stuff on Amazon, reading my books.
Well, what about when you woke up? Did you feel anything?
I mean, the funny part of that is I thought I was going to stay awake during the procedure. Nah.
Out like a light?
Like literally, the anesthesiologist was like, all right, here we go. And I think I was talking or trying to tell a joke or something. And then I was out. And the next thing I know, snap the fingers up. And I'm like, can I get a juice box? And I had some fig bars I had bought in the cafe and I wolfed those down. And then I looked at the lady. I go, hey. You got any Diet Coke back there? I don't usually drink sodas at my house. Don't tell my wife. But when I'm on the road, I like to drink. So she gave me a little Diet Coke. So it was nice. To me, it was like a little mini dad vacation.
That is really sad when you are looking forward to an endoscopy just to have a break.
You know what I mean?
Just like people who want jury duty just to get away from their job for a day. Yeah. I've been there. We've all been there.
Like I'm acting like my you know, being a dad is so tough, and it is and it isn't. But Jason will tell you, Jason, what if you had a couple hours to yourself, just laying there in
bed? I mean, I don't disagree on principle, but
I would still want snacks, though. You got to give me my snacks.
Being in the hospital, about to be anesthetized, that's not quite
a curtain for
that's not quite the daycation that I want. But I mean, I feel you.
I had my undies on and that skirt or whatever they give you, the blouse.
Your ass hanging out.
It totally was. She's like, it's way more comfortable if you don't tie it off in the back, which is fine until you get up to go to the bathroom and have to walk down the hallway and you forgot that you're open. That happened. But anyway, other than that, it was totally great.
So what's the next step then?
The next step is trying to figure out if there is some kind of surgery that they can do to improve my snoring.
Okay.
And this whole thing is so that my wife can sleep. I feel like I sleep fine. but I'm trying to.
You don't hear yourself
be...
when you sleep.
Have you ever
though?
Been in no. a house with a snorer, Sandy?
No,
like a real one.
A couple of my girlfriends when we've had like vacations, and it's terrible.
It's like a cement truck.
You can't
it's
sleep.
Nuts.
Yeah. Makes you nuts.
So based on what Marcus has said, I'm assuming he's like that.
I'm better now because I had like a nasal surgery. I'm better, but I'm not. But I've there are apps you can use to tape yourself snoring, mm-hmm. and I'm still like not cool. Mm. So for my own health, for my wife's well-being, I'm trying to get this done, and I'm trying to get it done before the end of the year because I have satisfied my deductible.
Oh, okay. Nice to know you're.
I'm trying to get all my medical procedures done by 2022, so they're free. Sorry, I mean real talk. That's really why this is happening. How are you, Sandy?
I'm doing all right. We've talked a lot this break, so I don't want to go on too much.
Jason, you're good?
Oh, sorry. I had a big story. I had another dream about Kylie Jenner last night. I feel really bad about this, you guys. I'm a married man, but I think something's going on between us.
Oh,
it's very odd.
Where did this come from? I didn't even know. You were into her.
I don't. Oh yeah,
Kylie. I thought it was Dua Lipa.
Oh, her too. Dude, the
He's
other
got
night,
time for everybody.
The other night I had a dream that I was at like Kylie Jenner's like house and we were at like a pool party, but we were having like, you know, a special moment. So that was like a couple nights ago. Then I had a dream that we're out to dinner and it was like romantic and I woke up and I was like, what's going on with us? Like, this is weird. I think it's just she's been in the news and then it's like on my mind and I don't know. It's very odd,
though. She gets in the news, so we cruise her Instagram and then, you know, one thing leads to another.
Yeah, I don't know.
It happens. Hey, Kylie Jenner, that's a good pull. All right, 6:11. Thanks for joining us this morning. We will have more tickets for Michael Bublé coming up after 7 o'clock. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. What's coming up next, though?
We're going to talk about what we actually think middle-aged is, because we're all confused. Every single one of us, we have a range, and I don't actually know what the correct range is. We'll talk about that at 6:20.
Or variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today. It's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. That was Colby Calais Tuesday morning. Good morning. What's up?
Yesterday, we were talking about this article we read about how now it's not 10,000 steps you need per day. It's about 7. But they said middle-aged people. And that made me think, what is actually middle-aged? I'm 40. Is that middle-aged? Marcus, what are you, 47?
I'm 48? 47. I think I'm definitely middle-aged. I think the cutoff is 45, to be honest with you. I think the term middle-aged comes from the average life expectancy of the average person, and then they cut that in half.
Okay.
And I'm not exactly sure what life expectancy is, but I think I'm halfway there.
So do you think it's a range? Like, you know, we asked on the Marcus and Sandy Facebook page and people are all over the map. Danny said 35 to 45.
Oh my God, 35.
35.
35. Good luck.
If we're middle-aged at 35, just shoot me now. Like, just shoot me. I'm 40. That makes me feel like crap.
I love all the pragmatists on the Marcus and Sandy Facebook. Mark writes, it's the middle of when you were born and when you die. Duh. Except nobody knows that number, Mark, until you're on your deathbed. And I'm not doing hard math on my deathbed. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it.
Mm.
So, and then there were a couple comments like, it's all about your mentality. Like, mentally, are you middle-aged? Does middle-aged mean like old man on the lawn in my slippers yelling at the kids to get off my lawn? Is that middle-aged?
Really? I never thought of it that way. I thought it was an actual physical, like a number.
And then, like, where does the midlife crisis come in? Is that during middle age? I have so many questions. Why does that happen? Is it because you reach middle age and then you realize you're at the crux of whatever career you're going to have and maybe you didn't realize all your dreams?
Hey, Marcus.
Yes.
Don't you think that this term has changed so much now that we take better care of our bodies?
And that we're living longer?
And we're living longer. We know how to exercise more. I feel like you are in your prime until maybe you'll hit about 70 and then you'll just drop off. You know, now
I would agree with that.
Now it's just hang out in your lazy boy. But like up until then, we're pretty active, I think, you know, so it's like middle aged. Like, this term doesn't.
But based
even have any...
on all the responses, because we got a lot of responses, it feels like definitely 40s and 50s. That's what a lot of people are saying. So I would say that maybe is an OK range.
I'm going to say late 40s to
60?
60.
Okay.
Let's call it 60. I do think there is merit to the phrase, and we always clown it, but like 30s the new 20, 40s the new 30. I think that is legit based on exactly what Jason just said. We take better care of ourselves. This is going to sound awful, but I just pulled up an old picture of my family. It was my high school graduation, and I calculated that I was 17. My mother was 43. and I'm 47, and she looked exponentially more tired than I do right now.
I hope to go out like but a real housewife, had, plastic and hot.
Skip the plastics, just go hot.
And that's not a slam on my mom. That's the fact that she had two kids. You know what I mean? She had two kids, was working the house by herself, fingers to the bone, the whole thing. So she had a much harder life than I did. And to your point, Sandy, Jason and I would like to go out as zaddies.
How about the people who just called you old in this? I'm like, this wasn't a dig at Marcus. A couple people are like, Marcus, you're old. I'm like, where did that even come from? We didn't even mention you in this when we asked the question.
Do you think of 50 as old? I don't.
No, because I'm 10 years from that. But when I was younger, I would have. Absolutely. You know, I think it depends on how old you are looking, you know, at the ages ahead of you. Because now look at us. We're all, you know, 40s. So 50 to us doesn't sound too old because we don't feel old.
I'm 2 years away from 50. It doesn't feel old at all.
But there are people with their kids in the car. Maybe the kids are 10. Teenagers. They probably just heard 50 and thought, oh, my God, they're so old.
They hear 30 and think, oh, my God, they're so old.
Totally. So, yeah, I'm still not sure, but I would say mid to late 40s to 60 something, I would consider middle age. Sure. Just
I respect
for me personally.
That. I'll agree with you on that. Jason, where are you at on this?
I don't even think the term exists anymore. It's not even relevant because I think that you're living a great life until you're 70 and then you just drop off fast. So yeah, I don't agree with the term on principle.
Yeah, but there are people.
Negative connotation.
There are people who aren't living a great life. Like you see them, and you're like, damn. How are you 50? You look like you're 75.
I'm determined to not turn out like that.
I know.
Stay out of the
sun.
But
when you do see people like that, don't you think, oh damn?
Well, yeah.
I gotta make sure I drink my water.
Jump in on this if you want. The conversation's up on the Marcus and Sandy Facebook page. 626. We'll check what's trending here in a little bit.
Kanye West unfollowed Kim on Instagram. That's a big move. Also, the Met Gala was last night. I'll talk about the three most ridiculous outfits I saw. That's coming up.
More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 7:38. Good morning.
Good morning. So if you've ever sat next to a crying baby on a plane, you probably thought, damn it, why did I get this seat? Why me? This is ruining my flight. Is it going to be
that really
like
what? Yeah. Is that what you think?
Isn't that what everybody thinks?
No.
Not all of us. Please continue.
Well, it's not like I'm a bitch. I'm just saying sometimes it ruins the flight.
I didn't say a damn thing.
I'm sorry I'm not perfectly, you know, compassionate all the time. Of course I feel bad for the parents. It sucks. But sometimes you also want to sleep. Well, there's an airline in Japan, I guess, that are allowing people, before you buy your seat, you can pre-check to see which seats are already purchased and if a baby is sitting in one of those seats. So you can make the decision not to sit next to the child or not.
Can I choose like an age range? Because I like babies.
You want to sit next to a baby on a plane?
I don't mind it. Not as much as I would mind like a toddler if I didn't already have, you know, a child.
So even you're saying you don't want to sit next to a baby on a plane.
I didn't know. I just said I don't mind a baby. I'm talking about I wouldn't want to sit next to like Jason's son if I had the choice. He's 3.5. He's all over the place.
Yeah,
he's not going to sit still.
Okay.
Jason probably doesn't want to sit next to his kid on a plane.
Dude, I feel like if I'm flying with my kids and people see that I'm going to be there, I don't want them next to me either. So I'm in favor of this. Like, yeah, leave the seat open. Stay
I have to
away.
Read what Margie wrote. Margie, I feel bad. She goes, as a parent, I would say yes, because some people hate kids and it makes it easier for them to choose somewhere else and not make my life miserable.
Yeah, totally.
But it's a slippery slope because it's so discriminatory. She has a point.
Yeah.
She has a point.
She goes, at some point, we all need to coexist. So shut up and deal with it. A lot of people said shut up and deal with it.
Yeah.
I love Francisco. It doesn't matter. I was once a baby too. And that's something to keep in mind. It's along the same vein as, you know, dealing with my dad who's 86 and people that don't have patience for seniors. Let me remind you, we will all be there one day.
Mm.
Remind yourself that. Same thing. And I noticed that when the first time we took my daughter on a flight, I think she wasn't even 2 years old. And I was all over. I left my carry-on on the tarmac.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
And It just sat there, and they wouldn't let anybody else on the plane because they couldn't figure out whose bag it was. Mm. And my wife was like, "Where's your bag?" And I went running back, and everybody was staring at me, and I'm like, "I'm so sorry." And like two dads were like, "It's okay, dude. We get it. We've all been there." And that's what you keep in mind when you get on an airplane with a baby. You think you're inconveniencing everybody, but 99% of the people have been there. They're a grandparent. They're a parent. We've all been babies. There is that contingent like Sandy who hate children.
I hate them, but just when they're screaming on a plane. Like, I know the parents look, but I would never ever like speak up and look at the parent bad. Like
right.
They can't help that. I do have a heart. I do feel bad. But
I know I'm messing
But everybody
with you.
Wants a nice flight where you don't have to worry about noise. Everybody.
Well, put in some earbuds. Just kidding. Am I? But more to the point, if you had the choice quietly to pick a seat without children around, even as a parent, I might actually do it. I might actually do it. If I was like, you know, meeting my boys in Vegas and I'm not with my family and it's just me traveling and I saw that there were going to, you know, child over here, baby over here, baby over here. I might, if there was an opportunity to have a childless row or a childless area, I might actually do it.
Somebody pointed out, well, this could never happen on Southwest Airlines. And you're right.
Yeah.
So...
Why is that?
Because Southwest, you choose your sites, seats that day, or depending on your group. So this is just an airline in Japan right now. I just, you know, it's an option, I guess. I don't know how popular it is, but if it were offered here, I'm not mad at it. That's all I'm saying.
I wouldn't be mad if they jammed all the parents with kids in one section of the plane. Like, give us a cool section, a little, you know, five and under party section, because... Who cares if 2, 3, 4, 10 kids in one area? Who cares? Like, I can't hear anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At some point as a parent, you don't hear the noise. Am I right, Jason? You don't hear the noise anymore.
That would be genius. That's a great idea.
Put all the single childless, you know, haters in the back of the plane somewhere near the toilet.
The Vegas party crew.
Ew, don't put me in the toilet.
Anyways, all right, let us know what you think. If you have the opportunity to buy a seat on a plane and decide whether or not you want to sit next to a kid, would you do it? That's on the Marcus and Sandy Facebook page right now. We'll check what's trending here in less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, we'll talk the Met Gala and the most outrageous outfits yesterday. You can preview my three favorites on our Instagram, Marcus and Sandy, and also Kanye West unfollowed Kim. We'll talk about that coming up in two songs.
650 star 1013.
Now it's What's Trending with Marcus and Sandy.
Entertainment news, the biggest stories of the day, and everything people are talking about today in the Bay.
What's Trending on star 1013.
What's Trending.
The Met Gala was last night, so of course everyone's posting all the celebrity photos. I love all my comedian friends who are posting photos of them in pajamas, mad that they weren't invited to the Met Gala. Basically because the Met Gala is the who's who of fashion. This is where people get a little crazy. I posted my three favorite looks, whether they be awesome or just a little odd, on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram. First, Lil Nas X, who had three different outfits. And I was like, honey, just work. He was wearing like this cat suit. He has a better behind than most of us do. So,
what did Jason say? He's cakey?
Yeah. That's what you call a big butt, cakey.
Yeah. No, I thought I loved his grand entrance.
He looks great.
One of the costumes, I was like, is that R2-D2? But yeah, he, or not R2-D, but
C-3PO.
Thank you. Oh my God. I'm not geeky
God,
enough for my
Sandy,
own.
Sandy, Jesus, embarrassing yourself.
Rihanna and her boyfriend ASAP Rocky. She looked hot. She always does, but he looked like he was wearing an oversized quilt. I didn't understand this. I still don't. Marcus, your thoughts?
The Met Gala is just riddled with people who dress the way none of us could ever dress ever. I don't know. It's just art. And at this point, it's just an art gala.
Yes.
This is not, I always thought fashion.
This is not where you go to shopping at Target in.
Yeah. I always thought fashion shows were like, hey, check out, this fall's line. But I can't buy the ASAP Rocky quilt. You know what I would look like in that thing? There's no way. You know who did look good was the Currys. Steph and Aisha brought it.
Oh, they always bring it. But yeah,
he looks good.
This is in New York. This every year they have this. Also, Kim Kardashian. She was wearing a long sleeve turtleneck bodysuit. Mm-hmm. Basically, every part of her was covered. She had covered her face. She had gloves on. Like, look, she's got a banging body. And I know that the whole outfit was inspired by Kanye, but It's just a little ridiculous. We've got all of those on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram. If you want to comment, let us know. Another big story today is about how Kanye West unfollowed Kim on Instagram. So because I'm a 14-year-old girl, I had to go check his followers. She's on there. So I don't know if he felt guilty or it was a spat or what, but she's currently one of his 22. So I guess they're best.
Apparently, he's also a 14-year-old girl because maybe he unfollowed her, was in his feelings for a little while. And then thought to himself, nah, I'm going to bless her with a follow again.
I'm going to bless her. Also, Ed Sheeran has a new album coming out called Equals on October 29th. He just released a new single called Shivers. Marcus and I actually got to talk to him yesterday. What is it like for you to be performing live again in front of a crowd?
I mean, I feel great about it. But the thing that I love is seeing how the crowd feels, you know, it's like people it's just so nice to have live music back. I played my 10th anniversary of my album. I did a gig for it, and it was the best crowd I've ever played to. They were quiet at the right points, they were loud at the right points. It was just the best crowd, and I don't think that would have happened 2.5 years ago. I think people have a real appreciation for live music now.
Ed Sheeran chatting us with us yesterday. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. Ed Sheeran is as cool as you think he is. He's like the most down to earth guy ever. If you want to hear the full chat, it's up right now on the Marcus and Sandy Facebook page. He's just always so fun to talk to.
Very nice guy.
I love that cat. Please pay attention if you have an iPhone. Obviously, Apple holding its annual iPhone launch event today. They're expected to announce a new iPhone, AirPods, Apple Watch. That's not the important part. They've released an emergency patch for your iPhone. They're asking people. They're saying it's a must download as soon as you can. It fixes a hole in your iPhone security that leaves you vulnerable to hacking. So this just happened. I'm downloading it now. I believe Jason's downloading it in the studio. I would suggest everybody do it. Get that patch on your phone ASAP. Today is the last day to vote in the California recall election. Get those votes in. A lot of people think you only have to vote if you want the governor removed. That is not the case. So please open up your ballot, do your research, get your vote in. And we'll go to the sports desk really quick. Super fun Monday night football game last night. The Raiders beat Baltimore in overtime, 33-27. The reason why this was hilarious, Sandy, was the Raiders appeared to win on a touchdown as time was expiring. And then it's in Vegas, so the whole place explodes, right? Everybody's rushing onto the field, the players, the fans. And then the ref's like, hey, game's not over. They had to clear the field. They had to stop the celebration. And then it looked like the Raiders were going to lose. And then they finally won.
Oh,
so,
wow, that's dramatic.
It was so dramatic last night. 33-27 was the final for your Raiders.
Catch what's trending every weekday morning at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50 a.m. And connect now with the Marcus and Sandy socials and blog
at 101.3.com.
More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy, and it's time for everybody's favorite second date update.
So we talked to a lot of people dating, and if you go on a first date and you think it's great, and then for whatever reason you don't hear back from the person you went out with, or maybe they're just acting weird, we will try to call them to figure out what is going on.
Mm-hmm. So we've got Armando on hold. Good morning, Armando. Are you there?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So we got your email about David. So I guess take it from the beginning. How did you guys meet? Where was your date, and where does it stand now?
All right. So I met David at my friend's birthday party. We were doing like an outdoor dinner party type of thing.
Okay.
Sure.
It was like real small too. It was literally like five people there. And okay. We just started talking, you know, because there's nobody there. So we're talking to each other. I'm working in marketing. David, he's in event planning. And, you know, it was easy to have a conversation around that. And then
sure.
at the end of the party, you know, we said, hey, let's kick it later. So we end up meeting in my neighborhood. We go to dinner at this little French bistro. Mm-hmm. He had steak frites. I had the roast quail.
That sounds very
great,
fancy.
It was a date. We're going to go have fun.
Yeah.
Sure.
And it was a French bistro. Well, the coolest part was that we kind of sat on the sidewalk, right? And we had this bottle of wine. It kind of felt like we were in Paris.
Hmm.
And then
romantic.
We were just talking, you know, great conversation. Talked about how we wanted to get back to traveling. All the places we wanted to go, what we wanted to see, what we wanted to do. And then after dinner, I thought everything was going great because we went and got another cocktail somewhere else.
Hey, I love it.
Okay.
But since then, David's absolutely ghosted me. You know, I don't know why. No calls, no text. I mean, I'm not sweating it. I'm not, like, worried. I do okay, but...
Right.
I mean, he was a good dude. He felt special. I felt like we had a connection, and now it's just, like, almost borderline offensive.
Well, that is annoying, especially whenever you have one of those dates that keeps going, you're like, okay, we're vibing. This feels good. Right. We're gonna continue the date.
It was a nice vibe. It was nice to kick it with him, but I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, he should at least have the decency to let you know. Like, I hate that he left you hanging. So I think you know how this works, Armando. We're going to give him a call. Try to stay quiet. We don't want him to know you're on the line. And we'll just start seeing what's up with him, okay?
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, we're going to play a song, and then we will call David here in about 3 or 4 minutes. Hang out. It's a second date update on Star 101.3. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today. It's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. We are doing second date update, and Armando has been holding. Let's recap real quick, Sandy.
All right, so Armando is trying to figure out what's going on with David. You guys met at a friend's like outdoor dinner party, small group. You really hit it off. Ended up going to dinner at a little French bistro. Then you went out for another drink afterwards. And now, for whatever reason, he's not getting back to your text or your call. So I don't know what's up with that. It feels a little bit rude. We're going to give him a call right now, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Mute out your phone. Everybody hang on. Here we go.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this David?
Yeah.
Hi, David. This is Marcus and Sandy. We are on a morning radio show on Star
101.3. Hey, David. Good morning.
Oh, I know you guys. I listen to you guys all the time.
Hey! Oh, that's exciting. Well, thank you. Do you know? Go. Well, we're calling you at a specific time for a specific reason. Any?
Oh, is this second day update by chance?
It is.
Is it cool if it is?
Okay, so I'm guessing that means Armando is on the line.
Okay.
Armando, you want to say hi?
What's up, David?
So, David, okay. we got a little bit of, about your date from Armando. We just want to hear about your side of things. Was it a bad date?
He's feeling ghosted, so we're just trying to get some answers. Maybe a second date, even.
The Latin lover himself. Okay, listen, like, I'll be honest, the date, it was a great date. Like, everything was fine. Like, we went to this French place, and, like, we had food and drinks, and, like, everything was cool. Like, it was such a good date that we actually went on another, like, we actually, like, followed up, and, like, we grabbed drinks afterwards, and everything was cool until, while we were grabbing drinks, his boyfriend or his ex-boyfriend showed up, and like he walked over to like greet him, and like they hugged, and like he kissed him on the cheek. Like, they didn't seem like exes.
Broken
they
up.
Seemed like they were still very much like an item.
Okay.
Okay, so Armando, did you want to let us know what's going on?
I mean we're Latin, right? We're Latino. There's nothing big. We're friendly people. That's how we greet each other. I mean, it's not
But you were standing there talking to him for like 10 to 15 minutes while I was just sitting there.
I didn't want to be rude. I didn't want to be rude. I'm sorry. I'm sure you have a past.
Oh.
But that's the thing. We went to get, after dinner, we ran into another ex.
So this happened twice?
And he hugs and kisses another ex and says, hello. And it's like another 10 or 15 minutes. And I'm like,
hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are we on a date? Or are we like just strolling through town down memory lane? Like,
oh my God. I didn't realize you had so much drama in your life. I was just being nice. I knew them.
Do you not trust that they're exes?
No, it's not even. It's just like you knew them and that's fine. But like you had full-on conversations with both of them. Like, and you saw me both times just sitting there like,
awkwardly just like, well, I thought we were on a date, but he's having a 10-minute conversation with this dude, a 15-minute conversation with this dude. Like,
I can understand that it would be uncomfortable, I guess. But, I mean, what am I supposed to do? Be rude? Tell him to beat it? I mean...
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was the main priority. You should just be like, oh, hey, it was nice seeing you. We'll have to catch up sometime and then leave. Like, you won't have to be rude about it, but, like, the thing is, if it happened only once, I'd be like, okay, that's fine. But it happened twice, like, back-to-back, like, within like, an hour.
Okay.
You, guys, can we salvage this?
Is there a chance for another date? Maybe, can you guys go somewhere where there's no one? I don't know. Are either one of you feeling a second date?
Honestly, like, I'm not, because, like, it's just, like, I don't know. I just thought it was, like, the first time, like I said, it was fine, but the fact that it happened again and they had an even longer conversation, clearly I wasn't the main priority. And if I'm not, that's fine, but I'd rather find someone who's going to have me the main priority, so.
All right, cool. Hang on. Got it. You got to stay focused. I don't know what else to say.
That would have thrown me off. I won't lie.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, second date update, 7:05 weekday mornings, replays at 9:05. And of course, the podcast you can find, go search out Marcus and Sandy on the iHeartRadio app.
Marcus and Sandy
on Star 101.3.
More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today, Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy, 7:18. We've got Michael Bublé tickets all morning, all week long. If you want to go see him at the Chase Center, just hang out. Terry in San Jose just won the latest pair. So congratulations to Terry, and another shot at 9:05 this morning.
Apparently, a third of adults have had a falling out with somebody based on misreading a text message. I feel like we all do this. It is very hard because you can't see tone. You can't see their facial expression. There's only one text. I just did this last night. I am so guilty. I feel like the story is written for me. They might as well have said, please read me, Sandy. Like, I'm horrible about reading in a text message. Just happened last night. I was texting a coworker about a video project that I want to do for the month of October.
Mm-hmm.
And she's worked with me on a few different videos. So she's helped film. And I said, hey, did I tell you about this project I'm thinking about? And she goes, no. So I told her the idea. She goes, oh, that's cool. Can't wait to see it. And for whatever reason, I thought that meant I'm too busy. I don't have time. I don't want to work with you on this project.
I'm too busy for you. I don't like you. That's what you read.
Almost.
What about yesterday morning when you texted a friend? Hey, I don't even remember what happened there, but she didn't get back to you in 10 seconds.
Yesterday, we talked about my friend who confided in me. She does not live in this state, so don't try to guess. But she confided in me that she tried to piss a stranger off that pissed her off first by putting her dog's poop under their car door handles.
Right.
And we talked about it on the air. And I
vile.
Thought, totally vile. And so I texted her. I said, FYI, we just talked about it. I'm sorry I had to. I said, I didn't use your name. She goes, oh, my God. And then she put the laugh emoji, which I was like, okay, I don't think she's that mad.
Yeah,
I said,
cool
I hope
so far.
But then I said, I hope you're not mad at me. And I didn't hear back. And mm-hmm. I thought, oh, my God, she's pissed. Then I got needy. And I said, please just let me know if you're upset. You can be brutally honest.
And in that time... In that time, Sandy checked in with Jason and I think my friend's mad. And then we went back and analyzed the text. We're like, no, she's not.
It is the worst when you text someone and say, like, are you upset? Are you okay? And then you don't. And then it's just you and your brain. And your brain goes to a dark place sometimes.
And Sandy's friend didn't get back to her in the prerequisite 10 seconds that it took you to emotionally evaporate.
Doesn't she know it's 7:30? I've been awake for 3 hours.
Well, she was hiking.
Snap. She was out on a trail. She's like, I'm sorry I didn't have coverage. And then she texted me pictures of her dog. And I was like, okay, we're all good now.
We're fine. We almost broke up. Our relationship teetered on the brink of non-existence, but we're okay
Marcus,
now.
You admit, though, you've done this as well with your wife in the past where she hasn't gotten back to you. And even you've gotten self-conscious about it.
Oh, 1,000%. Do you know how far I get into my feelings when I write something heartfelt and she just likes it? It destroys me emotionally.
That is hysterical.
I think Jason goes through the same thing, don't you, Jason?
I'm going through it right now. like, my wife is at home taking care of two kids, and I text her about something that, you know, was important to me, I thought.
Right.
And I was
right.
expecting an immediate response, and I've got correct. Nothing so far. It's been an hour, and I'm like, well, I'm going to...
It's better, over.
I better,
it's
I, better retain, over. I better retain a lawyer. This marriage is over. Oh, God.
No. There was a guy that I was talking to earlier this summer, and I would send, like, he would ask for pictures. Not those kind of pictures, although I'm sure he wanted them. But I yeah. would send him, like, cute pictures I take of myself. And he wouldn't write anything, but he would, like, you know, like it or, like, uh-huh. love it. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I can't write back to a reaction. You know what I mean? Yeah. So one time he loved it. And I thought, can't you just, we were just texting back and forth. Couldn't you say, wow, this is pretty or thank you, anything.
A love correct. Is better than a like though, right?
Yeah, but like, so the next, I got so pissed because here's the problem. We were just going back and forth texting, right? Yeah. Writing. I send a photo, then he doesn't write, but he just loves it.
Right.
So I thought, why can't, anyway, so I got annoyed at that. I did not write him back. I didn't write him at all that day. Then the next morning he goes, what kind of a cell phone do you have? I said, what do you mean? He goes, do you have an iPhone? I'm like, yeah. He goes, okay, good. So you could see that I loved your photo. And it took oh. everything I had not to say, yeah, but I can't write back to a reaction.
But you played that correctly. You're seeing that, right?
Yes.
You got him all twisted up.
Good. Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Good.
You got
I
him in
I
his
did.
Feelings. Like you should.
Good.
We're talking about, so what is it, annoying. 1 in 3 Americans? 1 in 5 Americans? I don't even remember the stat.
They've had a falling out with somebody based on misreading a text message. I think we all do this. I'm actually, thank you guys for admitting that even in,
oh, sure.
even though you're married, it still happens.
Nothing will kill a relationship faster than when somebody texts back with just K.
Oh.
That's the last point
I want
to
make. Not even writing it out, just the letter?
Just the letter K. And then you're like, what do you mean K? Like, I'm not even worth a word to you?
Does she
it's
say that to you,
over.
Your wife?
No, my wife doesn't do that, but
okay.
my friends do.
Oh, okay.
My friends do. Anyway, 7:23, we're going to check what's trending here in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll talk about Kim Kardashian and all the crazy outfits from the Met Gala last night. I have my favorite 3 on our Instagram if you
so
want to
good.
Check that out, Marcus and Sandy. We'll go over that at 7:50.
You know, the news can be depressing.
I can't.
It's time for some good news with Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
All right, giving you good news this morning. Twice, 7:40 and 8:40. Just wanted you to start your day off on the right foot. Sandy, tell me some good news.
My good news is about this little boy named Wyatt. And I guess he's 8 years old. And every single year in his long life, he sets up a lemonade stand outside of Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. You've heard of this in South Dakota. So mm-hmm. all the bikers get together, hundreds of them, thousands of them. So he wanted to set it up this year. And, he, you know, he doesn't charge for lemonade, but he accepts donations. He wanted to actually pay for a Lego set for himself. But okay. he also said he was going to donate 30% of his earnings to St. Jude's Hospital. Well, the kid just wrote the hospital a check for $32,000. I don't know what ballers were visiting him at the lemonade stand, but this kid made so much in donations that he just wrote that $30,000 check. So I just thought it was a cool story.
Was he accepting Squared and Venmo and all that other stuff, too?
I have no idea.
Or was it a big duffel bag of cash? Like,
was it just
wow.
one person? I have no idea, but that's...
Hold on. So he wrote the hospital. He wrote St. Jude's the check for $32,000, which means he made exponentially more than that.
I you know, that's what the story says. I'm not actually sure if
that's nuts, though.
He pledged to donate 30% of his earnings. Now, does that mean that he took home, you know, $90,000?
$90,000, yeah.
It doesn't say. So I don't
wow.
really know. But either way,
who cares?
Little 8-year-old boy, free lemonade stand, $30,000 donation to the hospital. Everybody wins. And I hope
that's
he got his
great.
Lego set, too.
I like that. We're doing good news right now. My good news is a love story. And at the end of this, I won't be crying, but you will. This is the story of Gary, whose wife Donna had to go in the hospital into the ICU with COVID. She contracted COVID 2 weeks before she got her final vaccination shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you know this, but like, so when my dad went into his rehab facility for his fall, you can't visit. You can only hang out outside the window. And it was so awful because you just want to touch him. You just want the healing power of touch. Well, Gary says as soon as she went into the ICU, obviously, they can't talk anymore that much. So he just stood out in the parking lot of the hospital for 10 days holding a sign that said, I love
Aww.
You.
Oh.
And I just...
I've heard a lot of stories like that where you do what you can, you know?
He said, he probably was at his wit's end. He just wants to be with his wife. And so she said, after I went in, we couldn't talk to each other. And he told me, he said, I just want you to look out the window. And there's a picture here of him standing by his car, holding up a sign, says, I love you. And it's I in the heart and the letter U.
Oh, I love that.
For 10 straight days until she got out. I just thought that was really dope. Anyway, that's our good news. 7:40 and 8:40 weekday mornings. Be sure to share yours too. If you're celebrating something or if you read about something, let us know. Drop us a note on the Marcus and Sandy Facebook page. We would love to talk about it. We're going to check what's trending next. You got a headline?
Yeah, we'll talk about the most ridiculous outfits at the Met Gala last night. Also, Ed Sheeran. We got to talk to Ed Sheeran, and he will give his thoughts on fatherhood. That's coming up, 7:50.
Now, it's What's Trending.
What's Trending. What's Trending.
With Marcus and Sandy.
Entertainment news, the biggest stories of the day, and everything people are talking about today in the Bay.
What's Trending on Star 101.3.
What's Trending.
Yesterday, we posted the Britney Spears engagement photo where she kind of looked like she was flipping the camera off. And I guess that ring is now one of the most searched shapes of 2021. Somebody on our Instagram, Cycling Heavyweight, he said, I thought that was Sandy. And I had to say, I'm honored. Thank you. If you want to see that photo, that is on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram. The Met Gala was yesterday. So you're probably going to see a lot of photos online today and last night of all the ridiculous outfits. This is not just a fashion show. This is like theater plus fashion plus art, and can I wear it? You know what I mean? Everyone was making their grand entrance. One of my favorites was Lil Nas X, rapper, and he had three different outfits, and they were all, I can't even describe them. One of them, he looks like a straight up medieval queen.
Right.
Another one, it looks like he's, what is it, Jason? C-3PO?
Correct.
Okay. Another one, he's wearing a bodysuit, and he looks amazing. Marcus, any thoughts?
People are going in on the picture you posted of Kim Kardashian because she's literally just wearing black, covered her face, everything. And the only way that I can deal with the Met Gala personally is remembering that it's basically an art show. This is not, I always thought, these are the new fashions for the fall and we should all just get our credit cards out if we have enough money and buy these things. Nobody would buy what Kim Kardashian is wearing. Nobody.
If
maybe Lady Gaga.
If somebody was wearing that, maybe Lady, and that has to be at a show. But if somebody was wearing that out and about, you would immediately get your phone out and be like, WTF is wrong with that person?
100%.
Are they okay? So Kim K, you can't even see any part of skin on her body. Every single part is covered. Her face, her hair, everything. Now, that being said, she has an amazing body. I'm a little bit jealous. Also, Rihanna and her boyfriend, ASAP Rocky, if you want to... I don't know what he's wearing, but it looks like a quilt. I'm sure it's thousands of dollars. But anyways, we have all three of those photos. Those are my favorite ones on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram. Ed Sheeran. We got to talk to Ed Sheeran yesterday. So, you know, he has a new album coming out called Equals on October 29th, a new single called Shivers. Marcus actually asked him specifically about fatherhood.
Give me one thing about fatherhood that nobody prepared you for. They always say, get your sleep and do this and do this. But what's the one thing you did not see coming?
You know what? That always annoys me when they're just like, make sure you get the sleep in before they come. I'm like, and then what? And then like, what? I'll be like, oh, I wasn't tired a week ago. Like, how do you bank sleep? Anyway, I'd say the thing that people didn't prepare me for was the worry. You know, I just worry the whole time. I've never been this much of a worrier, but I just worry if she's okay. You know, if she sleeps too long, I'm like, oh my God, do I wake her up? Like, I don't know. It's just worry.
Mm. Once a parent, 100%. Always a parent. That'll go till she's about 30. I understand. That's a, you know.
Oh, mate, I think it's way beyond 30.
Yeah, you're probably right. 30, right?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to, has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Once a parent, always a parent. I'll say it again. If you're thinking about having a child, remember that. You will always have that responsibility. Ed Sheeran, always cool. He's always, if you want to hear the full interview, go to the Marcus and Sandy Facebook page. It's linked up there right now. A couple of things you need to know about that I've got. Apple holding its annual iPhone launch event today. They're expected to announce a new iPhone, AirPods, and Apple Watch. More importantly, they've also released an emergency patch for your iPhone. They're saying it's a must download. I've already downloaded. Jason's downloaded it. Apparently, there is a hole in your iPhone security that leaves you vulnerable to hacking. So just be aware. Make that change. I know a lot of people don't like to do the updates. I would suggest doing this
what,
one.
What model iPhone do you have?
I have a 12, I think.
I have a 10, and I was holding off as long as I could. But now that I hear they're coming out with a 15, I'm like, good God. Is it the 15? Did you say iPhone 15, right?
Well, the new operating system is operating iOS 15.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm getting it mixed up with. Yeah. Whoops. Sorry about that.
I think the 13 is coming out. Is it not? Is that the next one? Sorry. Right. We're the wrong people to ask.
If you're listening right now, just forget about the last minute of whatever we
just
said.
Please do. Let's move forward. Today is the last day to vote in the California recall election. Get those votes in. A lot of people think you only have to vote if you want the governor removed. That is not the case. Open up your ballots, get yourself educated, make your vote. That's today. And then we take it to the sports desk really quick. I want to start with an apology to every A's fan listening out there. Because, look, I'm a Giants fan. I report the sports. But I got called out hardcore because of my shoddy reporting on the A's last week. Mm. A, I announced that they won their first game after they'd already won two games. And B, I said they were playing in Chicago when, in fact, they were playing at the Coliseum against
the
White
Sox. Be better, Marcus. Be better.
I got called out on Instagram DM, and I quote, Marcus's Giants fan bias is obviously showing.
Oh, damn.
So, you're right. I'm a Giants fan first, but I'm also a Bay fan, so I do have this much love for the Oakland A's.
Get your facts straight.
I'm sorry. I'll be better. Okay, moving on. The Raiders beat Baltimore in overtime last night in Vegas. The first Monday night football game of the year was an amazing thriller. 33-27, I was telling Sandy last hour, the reason it was hilarious was because the Raiders appeared to win the game in the last seconds of regular season, so much so that the celebration started. Confetti goes out. I think the reporters, the fans, the players, everybody gets on the field. The game is over, and then the refs are like, nah, we're calling the touchdown back. It places everyone. They had to clear the field. They stopped the party in Vegas. Who does that? They flashed to an 8-year-old girl who was like, what? The Raiders didn't win? Head in her hands, like silver and black pom-poms. She was pissed.
But they did win, yes?
They ended up winning 33-27 in overtime. Back to baseball real quick. As your San Francisco Giants are headed to the postseason for the first time since 2016, they have officially clinched that playoff spot. Go Giants.
Catch what's trending every weekday morning at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50 a.m. And connect now with the Marcus and Sandy socials and blog
at 101.3.com.
More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's time to play What You Know About That, our trivia game. We got real cash on the line today.
Yeah, $200, courtesy of Live with Kelly and Ryan.
Yeah.
We're going to be featuring trivia about Kelly Ripa, Ryan Seacrest, and also their talk show all week long, so be prepared for that.
I feel like we need to mention also, before we start, one grand prize winner is going to grab $2,000. Mm-hmm. So you get the $200 instantly, and then $1,000 will be up for grabs as well. Let's say good morning first to Kathleen in San Francisco. Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning.
Kathleen, first time playing?
Definitely, but we listen in our carpool every morning.
Aww.
Love it. Who you got in the car with you?
I got Max and Zach on their way to school. They're rooting for me.
What part of SF are you guys in?
Noe Valley.
Excellent. All right. Let's say hi to your opponent, Heather in Campbell. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you guys. Game is super simple. 5 trivia questions, 50 seconds to answer them all. Each person going to be asked separately with their opponent on hold. Whoever gets the most right answers wins. If you don't know an answer, yell out pass. We'll come back to the question if we have time left, okay? Play along at home or in the car or at work, and here we go. We're going to go ahead and put Heather and Campbell on hold. We'll start with Kathleen in San Francisco there in Noe Valley. How did Kelly Ripa, co-host of Live with Kelly and Ryan, begin her career? As a dancer, as a journalist, or as an actress?
I am going to guess as a dancer.
How many continents are there on Earth?
7.
Name the NFL quarterback who's been to the most Super Bowls.
Tom Brady.
What color is the M in the McDonald's sign?
Ooh, I've got to visualize that for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Don't close your eyes.
I think... I'm going to say red.
And in what country did the movie The Sound of Music take place?
Austria.
All right. Nice work. Hang on. Put Kathleen in San Francisco on hold. We go to Heather and Campbell.
Okay, Heather, right. I think you know how this goes. 5 questions in 50 seconds. If you don't know an answer, just say pass, and then we will come back to it if there's time. How did Kelly Ripa, co-host of Live with Kelly and Ryan, begin her career? As a dancer, as a journalist, or as an actress?
As an actress in soap operas.
All right. How many continents are there on Earth?
7.
Which NFL quarterback has been to the most Super Bowls?
Tom Brady.
What color is the M in the McDonald's sign?
Yellow.
In which country did The Sound of Music take place?
Austria.
Okay, great.
All right.
You answered all of them.
We'll bring Kathleen back off hold from Noe Valley, see how she did against Heather and Campbell. Question number one, how did Kelly Ripa, co-host of Live with Kelly and Ryan, begin her career? As a dancer, as a journalist, or as an actress?
Kathleen said a dancer. Mm-hmm. Heather said actress.
Mm-hmm.
Only one of those is right, and that is Kathleen. It is dancer.
Mm.
I didn't know that either.
Me neither.
Nice, I didn't know.
Question two, how many continents are there on Earth?
All right, Kathleen said 7. Heather also said 7, and that is the right answer. You both get a point.
Third question, which NFL quarterback has been to the most Super Bowls?
Kathleen said Tom Brady. Heather also guessed Tom Brady. You both are right. Kathleen still ahead by 1 point.
It's getting tight. Next question, what color is the M in the McDonald's sign?
Kathleen guessed red. Uh-huh. Heather guessed yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two colors of McDonald's, but yellow is the right answer. So now we are tied 3-3.
We've got a tie going into the final question. In which country did the movie The Sound of Music take place?
All right, Kathleen said Austria. Heather said Austria. You both are right, and that means we are tied 4-4. We got to go to our tiebreaker.
Here's how it works. We'll have you both on the line. Going to ask you the question at the same time. If you know the answer, you buzz in with your name. Just yell out your name. Don't yell out the answer. First person to yell out their name gets a shot at it. If they answer correctly, they win instantly. Otherwise, your opponent has a chance to steal, okay? Here we go. Who sings Genie in a Bottle?
Heather. Christina Aguilera.
All right. That is the right answer.
Heather for the win.
Congratulations.
$200 and you're in for that $2,000. Nice work. And don't miss out. Daytime's number one duo, Live with Kelly and Ryan. Make sure you watch weekdays at 9 a.m. on ABC 7.
Thank you.
Play again with us weekday mornings at 8:05 a.m.
What you know about that on Star 101.3.
More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today, Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 9:42. Good morning.
Good morning. So, Marcus, can you lead us into this next topic? Because I don't have...
I just like the headline. How to turn off your brain so you can go to sleep. I have zero issue with this. Thank God, because I don't have any time to do any of these things. But I know, Sandy, your brain goes 1,000 miles an hour, right?
So every night, if you've had a long day, your brain doesn't still go...
I don't know what it is, but I have the weird ability to just go, I'll deal with that tomorrow, and I'll turn it off. And I, literally, my night is like, make dinner, eat dinner, take care of self, help father get to bed, you know, take out his dentures, clean them up, make sure he brushes his teeth. Did he remember his pills?
Let's Maybe make you're sure. You're just so tired that you can't think.
I just fall into bed and I go, all right, we're going to do this again tomorrow. All good. Unless I'm upset about something.
Mm.
If I'm upset about something, then I can't sleep. Now I got to get up and I got to work it out somehow, one way or the other. But I have mad respect for anybody who has a big routine like the stuff that's on this list.
What are they suggesting?
Number one,
so this is how to turn your brain off
correct.
Before you go to bed to get actual sleep.
Correct. So I know you do this. Block out the blue light. Please explain.
There are glasses that you can wear. I'm wearing them right now. I look like a total douche. I remember seeing people in pictures of these. I'm wearing yellow glasses. And I'm like, oh my God, you look so stupid. And now I'm that person. But I don't really care, because what happens now is when I take these glasses off at work, my eyes hurt looking at the computer, because we're staring at the computer for 10 hours a day. It's not good for you. So there's glasses that block out the blue light before you go to bed from the TV. And it's supposed to set, you know, it basically convinces your brain, okay, let's slow down. It's time to go to bed.
Can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
How about just not watch TV or use your phone?
Okay.
Instead of wearing the glasses, in an ideal
situation, that'd be great. But most of us don't. Most of us, really? Jason, you're a rare breed.
I try my best, yeah.
Well, don't forget, Jason's perfect, right?
That's
and
right.
If you don't do it the Jason
smoke,
way, he will
not drink. In bed by 7:30.
In bed by 7:30, asleep by 8, so he can get up at 3:36 or whatever.
Has a packed lunch from his wife with his little sandwich, fruit.
Take stock of what you're actually doing on those devices.
Oh, I know.
At the end of the week, you'll realize it was nothing.
Of course it isn't, but sometimes that's how I decompress, is by being able to be on my phone without it having to be attached to work stuff.
Yeah.
It's nice to scroll endlessly sometimes.
I'm on my phone until the second I fall asleep.
Oh, wow. That's bad.
It's terrible.
Well, is it terrible, though?
Yeah.
I seem to be getting sleep. I'm not tired. It blows my mind that I'm not like wiped out every morning, because I do everything wrong. Here's another thought of how to turn your brain off so you can sleep. Try soft scents and aromatherapy, oil diffusers and things. I dated a woman who would routinely like scatter eucalyptus oil on her sheet. She had a whole bedtime thing. She'd walk around the bed a few times, and eucalyptus oil and meditation, which is something else that they recommend. Who has time for this?
I mean, create that fortress. I like the idea of it, but I'll probably never do it.
Yeah. Another way you can, I do like this one. If you have trouble falling asleep, get busy before bed. They recommend intimacy, which nothing knocks me out faster, I'll tell you what.
Doesn't that get your heart rate going? And then you're like real up, no?
Yeah. I know you're married with two children, which tells me you haven't done it in a while.
Excuse
but
me?
If you had, it knocks me out quick. That is inappropriate. That's an inappropriate question.
Yeah, right.
No, but my point is, don't you want to calm down? That seems too exciting.
Well, once you're done, you're tired.
Once I'm done, I'm spent.
Let's be real. Cool. We're all out of shape, so it's not going to take a lot. It's not like we're doing this for hours. Maybe 5-7 minutes, then we're wiped.
Yeah, all right. Real
is there anything else on here that means anything? Another way to turn your brain off, start a soothing skincare routine.
I like that.
You know, that's cool. That's nice.
Anything that can replicate you being at a nice hotel and a spa, try to do that. That's why I like going to hotels and spas and not my house.
Back to the eucalyptus oil. There you go. All right. 9:46 coming up in a couple. We'll tell you all about when you're going to get your next pair of tickets for Michael Bublé. We're giving them away all week long. Just make sure you have us on. We'll talk about that at 9:50. *1013. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's *1013. It's Marcus and Sandy. We're about to bounce out of here. Have an amazing day, and make sure you check in with us online.
Yeah, we have a few things. If you saw any pictures of the Met Gala yesterday, this is where all the fancy people got in outfits they'll never wear outside of the actual Met Gala. But I have my top three favorites. They're a little weird, a little out there. They are on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram.
You mean to tell me ASAP Rocky will never wear this grandmother's quilt that he's got on in public again?
All right, I'll never say never, but there's a good chance I can't see him in that ever again.
Also, our favorite guy checked in this week, Ed Sheeran. He's got the new single out. He's got the new album coming out October 29th, Equals. He always takes time to chat with us, and I love him for it. If you want to hear that full chat, it's up on Marcus and Sandy on Facebook, so give it a like. Nina is on the way next. She's got more star music for your work day. Make sure you're with us tomorrow morning. More tickets from Michael Bublé starting at 7:05 mañana. We will talk to you then. Have a great day.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.